This is Rod Peterson on demand. Now,
I say it every day with the people that I'm around. It's not that people are dumb, maybe ignorant. Ignorant means unaware of how things work. We've really realized this in the last 6 months about a lot of things.
How about that?
I'm not criticizing you. I've just never met anybody like that before. Everybody in my circle likes a little bit of everything, or a lot of everything. But that's the whole idea of diversifying, right? Variety is the spice of life.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the RP Show. I get nervous when I hear laughter coming from the dog pound back here, the producer's room. Are you okay, Darren?
I don't know.
You're all over the place.
Somebody's been sleeping in my chair here.
Welcome, everybody.
Yeah.
Welcome to the RP Show, episode number 325 of Canada's daytime sports talk show. We are on the air. I'm Rod. He's the co-host, lovely and talented Darren DuPont. It's like I'm Pat Sajak. He's Vanna White. Fair?
Yeah.
Daytime talk. Daytime sports talk right here.
Yeah.
Everybody seems chipper today. I'm not entirely certain why, but I'm glad. And if you're not, keep it to yourself. But it's going to be, you know, some big guests, some friends of ours today. Phil Pritchard's going to be with us, the keeper of the Stanley Cup. He's going to be joining us from live inside the NHL bubble in Edmonton.
That's cool. And, you know, we're talking about this in our morning meeting. I really hope he's in his hotel room with the Stanley Cup, because I've seen his social media. He's got it there with him in Edmonton. So I hope he's with it on the video chat.
Yeah, I never even thought about it. But if Phil Pritchard's in his hotel room in Edmonton and he's got the just Stanley just sitting there, you think Stanley will be in like a tracksuit, not all dressed, ready for occasion, right? It's a morning, yeah. Having a coffee.
Phil might have a cereal in
Lord
there.
Lord Stanley.
I don't know.
Exactly. Speaking of Edmonton, one of our longtime viewers, John Kirby, has written in already, and he said Edmonton football fans are still very upset over the let-go news from yesterday. That's coming up in my quick six show topic. So hang on, John. I'm going to talk about that. That's Dwayne Mandruziak, whom I've heard from, by the way. Did I tell you that?
Mm.
Let me not get out of order here. So Phil Pritchard in hour one. In hour two, Derek Keenan, the general manager of the Saskatchewan Rush. They're the New England Patriots of the National Lacrosse League. As far as I'm concerned, Derek Keenan will join us, the GM of the team and the cousin of Mike Keenan. And Tory Gurley's going to join us for hour two, our NFL insider, former Cleveland Browns, Green Bay Packers wideout. He does Tory's tips, fantasy advice, and I'm guessing the only reason he's on Thursday rather than Friday is he's probably flying to Las Vegas for his NFL betting show that he does on Mark Cuban's Access TV. Anyways, those are the guests. Let's go with the quick six show topics. Here's what we're going to talk about. Thank you, Director Jordan, who I heard him saying this morning he's often been referred to as an old soul. I overheard that this morning. Number one, wage subsidy and CERB has been extended to next summer by the Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in the speech from the throne yesterday. You know what that means, Darren?
Nothing's changing at all.
Nothing's changing.
Yeah. You think 6 months has been a long time? Wait till we get, you know, we have to go through the whole winter now of this same kind of situation.
Let me say it again. The Prime Minister had his speech from the throne yesterday. We used to have a lot of fun with that in my family as kids. Speech from the throne. Anyways. What's not funny? Wage subsidy and CERB extended to next summer. It just tells me that nothing's going to change. He also said he doesn't see any change to gatherings, the limit to gatherings, until Christmas at the least. So my sports and entertainment friends that are just praying for that news that they're going to come back, it's not happening. That's what I see. Point two, the Tampa Bay Lightning busted out last night, 5-2 over the Dallas Stars in Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final. They're up 2-1. Steven Stamkos played his first game since late February, scored on his first shift.
Such a cool moment. You know, to watch him, he's got the hair flowing, he's still growing the playoff beard, and he comes out for the warm-up, and like a kid, right, he's running onto the ice, he's sailing around, he's twirling, he's spinning, he doesn't wear the helmet, he's having the time of his life, and then scores the goal. Like, that's, you can't make up moments like that, and that's why live sports is so incredibly awesome, because it's unpredictable, and you never know what's going to happen, and it's too bad he didn't finish the game, but that was really nice to see.
Yeah, well, I just think that was the backbreaker for the Stars. And maybe for the Lightning, too, that they're going to roll from here. I was reading this morning from NHL Public Relations, their what they call the morning skate, which is one of the greatest things in my life, is reading that every day.
Mm-hmm.
Brings me so much pleasure. But the team that wins Game 3 in a tied Stanley Cup Final 1-1 is 22-7 all-time. They've won 22 of 29 Stanley Cup Finals. The team that did what Tampa did last night. By the way, Jason Fichter's writing in. He's watching from the Ryder Pryder fan page. And he says, just the wage subsidy extended, Roddy, not Serb. So, thanks for the clarification. But it still doesn't make me happy, because these folks that are on the wage subsidy just tells me that nothing is going to change. And for those that lost their jobs and are on Serb, what are they going to do? Because they're not getting their jobs back. Other than those, and we've heard of a ton of them, that wanted to take the summer off and stay on CERB, even though they were being welcomed back by their employer, they're not going to have that luxury anymore. So, a slight difference, not a huge difference. It's still not good news. I don't think, because I thought the good news would be, hey, we're returning to normal, guys and gals. That's not what we got. So, point three. Blue Jays just kicked the crap out of the Yankees 14-1 last night. I watched a snippet of it on Sportsnet waiting for the Stanley Cup game. So the Jays' magic number's down to one. How is there not red alerts across the country on that? The Blue Jays are going to the playoffs. Basically, they're going to fall into the playoffs if they don't win another game. You know the Angels are going to lose at least one.
I know.
It's exciting.
It's very exciting. And, you know, Devin Haru, our good friend from the CBC, his tweet last night was the best. The Jays and the Yankees just do not want to play a close baseball game, period. Every game they've played has either been 8-1, 14-2. Like, it's just been wild scores. And if they ever meet in the playoffs, you know, you just know it's going to be crazy.
Look, I don't profess to be the biggest baseball guy, but I'm hella excited about the Blue Jays going to the playoffs, because it's sort of like the Brier last year when our Saskatchewan Braden Muscoe and Matt Dunstone made it to the bronze medal game, or sorry, the semifinal. I was just on pins and needles with every shot. I wouldn't sit and watch the round robin games, and I damn sure wouldn't watch some slam event in December, but I will watch it when it means something, even though it's a slow thing. Now's the time.
Yeah.
Point four, week three in the National Football League kicks off tonight. It's Miami at Jacksonville in a battle of Florida. Should be a dandy. Two not very good teams, but speaking of good teams, point five, here's another mirage question for you. Which 2-0 NFL team is a mirage?
Chicago.
Can you wait for a second? There's some very glaring teams that are 2-0 that aren't as good as what their record is.
I joke because I saw somebody meme that on Instagram, and it was taking a shot at the Bears. But
well, here are the 2-0 teams in the National Football League. Buffalo, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Tennessee, Kansas City, Las Vegas, Green Bay, Chicago, Arizona, the LA Rams, and Seattle. And frankly, Chicago is the clear winner, with all due apologies to Henry Burris right now on their coaching staff. But Buffalo's in there too.
Well, I'm not sure about Buffalo. I mean, with McDermott as their coach, they've made the playoffs twice. I mean, Josh Allen, what's crazy is he's the number one passer, I think, in the NFL, Josh Allen of the Bills, in terms of passing yards. It's crazy, but, you know, he's playing well. We know they have a good defense. The Raiders is the other one that kind of gets to me, too, because I look at the Raiders in Vegas, and we knew Gruden was going to do something special, but they've made a massive turnaround, much like the Cardinals have from a year ago. Those are kind of the three for me, the Bears, the Raiders, the Cardinals, to see who's going to sustain and be for real. I think all the others, for the most part, I think they're all kind of for real. I think they're all playoff teams for sure. But those three, I have questions about.
Fun to talk about. And so this morning, this was funny too. I was on TSN 1290 radio in Winnipeg, and I'm hoping and thinking it's going to become a regular thing. Who would have thought they'd care what I think in Winnipeg? But I was on with Westwood this morning and Paul Edmonds, the voice of the Jets. And they were talking about the Monday Night Football matchup, the Chiefs and the Ravens. It's the game of the week, and it just coincidentally is Monday Night Football, the matchup. They said, Rod, how excited are you for that game? And I said, I'm excited But I'm still very excited for the Cowboys and the Seahawks. I'm cautiously optimistic mm-hmm. that the Cowboys can knock off the Seahawks this week. But I said last week the Cowboys pulled their wiener out of the campfire with that comeback win, right, over the Falcons. And they just, it blew their minds. Just that phrase. And this is what I love about what we're doing here every day. All these stupid little sayings that I've been saying for 25 years on the radio around this province that everybody's tired of by now, right? All the farmers, all the steel mill workers, all the first responders that have been listening to the hockey and football games I've called. I've been saying it for 25 years. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
It's new to these other people.
I know. It's spicy.
It's awesome.
They love it.
So it spawned a poll question from Troy Westwood, and he said, if you had to lose one item into the fire, what would you rather be, a hot dog or a marshmallow? Yeah. Your mind's racing. I can see that. Yeah. 80% of people saying they couldn't bear to lose the hot dog. But when a marshmallow's burning, it's on fire, man, that's just a horrible feeling, too.
Right. I know.
And you can't touch it.
You're looking around, and everybody's occupied with their own thing, and you're like, help me, somebody blow it out.
So that was some fun and laughs from TSN 1290 Winnipeg this morning, and it was fun to be on with them and talk Cowboys. Speaking of polls, by the way, back up the truck here to point three on the Blue Jays spanking the Yankees last night and their magic numbers won to clinch a playoff berth. I said to Clark, the hound dog, our producer, I'm stuck for a poll question. Clark, can you come up with one today? So this is his. When will the Blue Jays be a contender for the World Series? And the options are 2020, this year. Next year, they're a year away. Are they 2 to 3 years away, or are they 4+ years away? And I see it's a runaway on the Facebook. I haven't checked the Twitter. It's a runaway. The people listening can't see it, but what is it, 57%?
Yep.
Saying they're 2 to 3 years away. Listen, you're going to lose me, baseball people. You're going to lose me if the Blue Jays clinch a playoff spot, which is just a wild card appearance, I know. But if you're in it, you're in it to win it. Are you not? What did Herman Edwards say? You play to win the game. How could anybody say that 2020 is not a year that the Blue Jays could win the World Series when they're in the playoffs? Or is baseball so much different than every other sport, Darren, that we're in the playoffs, but we don't really think we're going to win it?
No. Now, Clark can come out and argue us in the commercial break.
And he will.
And he will. But for me, baseball is the opposite of that. Because it's so dang hard to get into the playoffs. And I know it's 60 games.
Yeah.
And it's different. But it's so dang hard to get in that you have to be darn good to get in. Like, now this year, they added
this
two teams.
This year, a regular year.
Right? And a regular year.
This year, it's a fluke.
They've added the extra teams, right? They've added the two extra
Even
teams.
Still.
But still, I mean, to be just the winner of the division gets in, and then a couple of wild card teams, like, that's it. It's very hard to make the playoffs in baseball. So if you make it, you're absolutely a contender. Absolutely.
I would think that. So I voted for 2020. You're in the playoffs now.
Yeah.
And they're exciting. It's a sprint. This has been a 60 game sprint to get to next week's finish line, which is actually when the race really starts. That's the rub on this. Probably spending too much time on the Blue Jays, but I'm just getting excited. They've learned their lessons, I would hope, these base running errors. Who can pitch? Who can't? Who can you count on in the clutch? That's mm-hmm. what the regular season's for.
Yeah.
And I like they're coming out of it somewhat on top.
Yeah.
Because they're in the playoffs. So I'm just saying, you're in it, you should have a chance to win it.
And last night was big, too, because, you know, it showed everybody that they can do that to the mighty Yankees. So there's no matchup that the Jays can't win, which is a good feeling.
Except for the Yankees.
Well, they just beat the Sox off the Yankees.
But they lost the series.
But they did lose the series. Yeah. But it shows that at least they can compete.
True.
There's a chance.
Depends who's on the mound.
Yeah.
From our viewers here joining us for coffee this morning in the warm-up, Jeff Krieger says it's the playoffs. You never know what happens, and that's true. Mike O'Moran goes on to say this format is staying next year, too. So
Even better.
I like it. Connor Anderson watching. He says, when's the next CFL sim? It's Friday night, 7 p.m., Saskatchewan at BC. And by the way, there's some breaking news. Number one overall pick in the actual CFL draft, Jordan Williams, will make his CFL debut. He is replacing Kevin Francis, starting outside linebacker for the Lions on Friday night.
Wow.
I asked Nelson if he could make that switch.
That's big. That's pretty big.
Have we informed Jordan Williams? He's making his debut.
Get off the couch.
We got to do that.
Get into the game.
Get off the couch.
Yeah. I just looked at my phone and realized it was Thursday, by the way.
This what did you think it was?
Flying by.
They all are. So moving on. Oh, Paul Shanks writes in and says, good morning, gentlemen. And Rod, I just seen your story on Facebook and I loved what you said and I totally agree with you. RP, thank you. The story on Facebook is, September is recovery month. We're celebrating recovery. Those of us in recovery from addiction, for me, it was alcohol addiction. It's been 5.5 years, coming up on 6 years of sobriety. Best thing I ever did. And thank you for Paul for watching the video. And I encourage anybody that's struggling to reach out for help, because I was too stupid to do that. I had to face an intervention, but at least I made the right choice after that. So to point six, more Mandrusiak fallout. And this will probably trickle into the rest of hour one and maybe hour two here. The 49-year equipment manager of the Edmonton football team fired this week. Everybody's got an opinion on it. I read you the text from my buddy Bob in Miami who texted me today. He said, this is BS what they would do to him. We've got 3 minutes left in this segment, and here I am stumped for what to say. I don't know what to say. I tweeted this morning, is there a proper way to fire somebody? Which spawned another discussion in and of itself. Is this a Dwayne Mandrusiak thing, or is this an Edmonton Pro Football Team problem? I think it's as much about them as it is about Dwayne, who, incidentally, I woke up this morning and I had a text on my phone from Dwayne. He described the situation as overwhelming, and I don't think he means the support from everybody. That's obvious. It's overwhelming that after 49 years with the Edmonton football program, he's going to find a new way to live. That's what I think he's finding overwhelming right now.
Yeah,
I don't necessarily believe he saw it coming. And the thing is, he said, it's the end of one very long chapter. I'm ready for chapter two. And I'm seeing these comments from people on social media. Three Down Nation in the comments, which you should stay out of the comments. That's my problem. Shouldn't read them because they're idiots in there. But some guy said, what's everybody upset about? He's going to be hired back when the team starts playing again. And no, you don't know what you're talking about. For anybody that thinks he's coming back, he's not. And that text message tells me that. He's ready for the second chapter of his life. They're not coming back. Before I get too wound up, what do you have to say about that?
It's like breaking up with somebody when you're going to go take a trip overseas. If I come back, though, we can get back together and we can get married and we could. If I come back.
Well, I'm seeing this back here. Sorry, but I'm seeing this a lot. I'm hearing this a lot. And it's not just in sports. A lot of it's in media, too. Boy, have we realized how close they are together. Yep. Right.
Tight.
Yeah. Well, just the concepts of them. They don't care about you. Sorry. The misnomer is when you are putting in those 20-hour days and sacrificing your family for the team, they at the end don't care about you. And everybody thinks that they do, but they don't. So that's very painful. But I think Edmonton, the football team, has lost its way. And by virtue, you could say that about the Canadian Football League, too, in a way if they don't know who they are. I gotta say, Edmonton could have stood up and said, we're staying the Eskimos. Deal with it. They could have done that, but they didn't have that conviction in themselves as to why. And you're seeing some reports, former players are saying, well, there's no leadership. It's like the Rough Riders of the 90s were a joke. You saw that?
I saw that.
Well, 45 seconds, that's it. As I just get rolling. This doesn't happen overnight, by the way. The president of the Eskimos, the Edmonton team, I've never met him, Chris Presson. I don't know if he's a good guy or not, but to put this all on him, this has been going on for a while. This is what cost Len Rhodes his job, is the lack of strong leadership with that organization. You don't just wake up one day and the leadership's gone. But listen, we have to break. This is the warm-up. We'll just continue this after the break, okay?
You got it.
It's the RP Show. Happy Thursday. You're watching across North America on Game Plus TV Network. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. And we've triggered an avalanche of response on the Edmonton football team letting go 49-year equipment manager Dwayne Mandrusiak. And it's unbelievable, the reaction. We're going to come back to it, okay? Not everybody's against it or how it was done. I'll just cue it up with that. But I want to tell you the Prairie Mobile text line is open, 306-840-8777. That's 840-8777. Any questions for Phil Pritchard, fire him at us. And we'll ask the keeper of the cup who joins us from the Edmonton bubble. Now it's his second appearance on the RP show. Good morning, Phil. How you doing, sir?
Ron, I'm great. How are you guys?
We're good. So how's life? When did you get into the bubble? How are things, my man?
Well, you know what? This hub city here in Edmonton, it's doing fine. The weather's been good, thankfully. I got here just Labor Day weekend. So I'm on day 17, 18, something like that now. All is good. I mean, we've seen some great hockey. We're down to the final two teams now, obviously, the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Dallas Stars. Big game last night and another one tomorrow. But everything's been going well. I mean, I think arguably it could be the safest place in North America right now. We get tested every day. Everybody in this hub city here gets tested every day. We get our temperature checked every 12 hours. So we're safe. We're healthy. We're seeing some great hockey. And I'm sure for the fans out there, they're seeing it all on TV and how unique it looks.
We're all very excited to see the cup handed out. It's not too far away. At the end of last night's game, I think the guys said on CBC that it could be Saturday, potentially, is the earliest that, Phil, you could be handing the cup over. Is that what the dates are?
Yeah, Saturday is game five. Game four is Friday night. Game five is Saturday. Game six, if necessary, is Monday. And then game seven, if necessary, is next Wednesday. So we're within the final week of the 2020 Stanley Cup final now, which is pretty exciting for hockey fans and for the two teams remaining, I think.
I think we all with this crew at the RP show want to know if Lord Stanley's with you in your room. Is he up yet? Have you guys eaten? What's going on with the cup?
You know what, Rod? I think he might be the best roommate I ever had. He never talks back. Every argument we have, I win. It's good. He's safe. He's sound. He's right here in the hotel room with me. And he'll stay here until it's time to be won. So if it could be Saturday, Craig Campbell and myself will wander over to the rink and be ready. If not, it'll be Monday or then Wednesday.
I'll speak for all hockey fans that I'm glad to know that the Stanley Cup and you, Phil, are in the safest place in the world right now in your hotel room. Darren, you got a question for him. You might as well fire it at him right now.
Yeah, Phil. Okay, so I'm guilty. I watch too much Animal Kingdom and shows on Netflix. But when you jump on the plane, because I've been following your social, when you jump on the plane and the Stanley Cup's under in the cargo bay, are you ever worried that, you know, another plane's going to come up beside you and guys are going to parachute out, or that the cup's not going to be in cargo when you land? Are you ever worried about that?
You know what? Maybe you are watching too many Netflix, but I think we're all guilty. I think we're all guilty of that now. You know, it's unique and it's funny because I hadn't traveled by plane since late February, early March. So going to the airport in Toronto, it was a new experience. They have some new procedures and rules you have to follow. And they're all for everybody's safety and health. But to me, I think it might be a way of the future because I felt more secure going through when we cleared TSA, which we always have to do, as everyone does. We just have a large trophy in a case with us that we have to clear TSA with. But they were great on it and handling it and everything. And then an Air Canada rep came and grabbed the trophy off of us, put it on the plane, let us know. And then we proceeded to go on the plane. I mean, that whole regulation part of going on the plane is unique now, too. It's different. You no longer line up with everyone. It's in groups of six. But everything went great. And when we landed in Edmonton, the guys in baggage here at Edmonton brought it off for me. And it actually came off on the oversized baggage, which was easy to do, and went straight to the bubble. And then I entered it there. So for the plane point of view, I mean, it's always great. I mean, we're fortunate we're within Canada. We have a national airline, Air Canada, and I think most of them are hockey fans. So it makes that extra level of secureness, I guess. It feels fine, and thankfully, fingers crossed. You can't see I have my fingers crossed, but we're always safe and sound.
Oh, good. Well, the last time you were on, Phil, I remember it well. I asked you your most memorable visit with a player in the offseason, and it was Philipp Grubauer. Was it Germany, you said, and a cow came down and drank out of the cup? Was it Germany?
Yeah, in the Bavarian Mountains a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And you know what? I mean, things like that are so unique.
Yeah, no kidding. So having asked that question already, I'll ask you this. Was there one particular Stanley Cup presentation that meant more to you or is more memorable than the others that you can recall off the top of your head? Because you're right down there with the commissioner and the captain. You've been in all the cities. What is there any that stands out?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, each year when Craig and I walk out on the red carpet, I think they're all unique because we're in a different city. The red carpet, the announcement and that. And you look up and you know there's a new chapter in the Stanley Cup life. Being here in this hub city, I got the honor to hand out the Prince of Wales Trophy and the Clarence Campbell Trophy on the red carpet. And standing on the ice and looking up into the crowd and nobody's there, it really stands out for you. But it means the same, and I'm sure when it happens sometime, either game 5, 6, or 7, when we're both out on the ice looking around, it will be very unique, and I'm sure it'll be memorable, not only for us and the league, but the players that win it as well. And I think that one might rank up there pretty high.
Phil, let's be honest. I mean, I've been on road trips for my whole career as a play-by-play guy. Are you finding your time long, or is there enough stimulation there for you? I would think that you are after that many days.
Well, you know what? It's hard to describe. There's two hotels, and there's the arena. And there's a walkway between the two hotels, and there's a little area outside of Rogers Place here in Edmonton, the center or the square, if you want to call it that, that you can go in. You're outside. So majority of the time, you are inside. Get up in the morning. You can wander around the arena, walk, get outside, get some fresh air. It's a long time. I mean, still, at the end of the day, it's 24 hours, whether I'm here, whether I'm in Saskatchewan, whether I'm on Ontario. It's still 24 hours. Time always goes the same. It just sometimes, as we talked earlier and joked about Netflix, I've watched a lot of Netflix as well, seen a lot of hockey, and hey, it's all okay. I've had dinner with my family on WhatsApp and video, and you know, you make it work. And I think in these times, everybody is doing the best they can and making it work. And thankfully, all the loved ones around me, and hopefully everyone else listening, are safe and sound. And I think at the end, that's what matters.
Wonderful answer, by the way. And you're right. Not only are all 24 hours the same, they're the same for everybody. How you use them is up to you. It's just funny because I saw Rick Bonus say the other night he hasn't walked on grass in over 8 weeks. You probably saw the clip. So I get it. I absolutely get it. Jamie in Halifax has written us on Twitter, and he says, is it true the tradition began in 1989 of the Flames, of the players taking the cup home in the offseason? Is that where the tradition began, Phil, that you know of?
Well, you know what? The actual tradition of it, in 1989, I actually did a day with a cup with Colin Patterson. And it was more kind of evolved in that tradition after that. Colin was up for the Frank Selke Award that year, and he was at the NHL Awards. And at the after party, he asked me that night, hey, do you think you could bring the cup by my house tomorrow? I'm from Toronto, and my friends and family would love to do it. So I did it then, and that was my first time taking it to a player's house. Obviously, it started to evolve and grow over the next few years, but it wasn't actually until 95 when the Jersey Devils won that every player on the team got that opportunity. It began to grow and grow. And in 1990, a lot of the guys in the Oilers had tried to take it home, and Pittsburgh the next 2 years, Lemieux brought it back to Montreal, and Montreal Canadiens in 93 kind of toured the province of Quebec. Because a lot of their guys were French-Canadian that year. But it wasn't until 95 when the Devils won that it was actually, I guess the tradition started then, that every person on the team got that opportunity to take it home.
So folks want to know if that tradition will continue this soft season, obviously. Any plans on that that you know of?
Yeah, you know what? We're still, I mean, obviously COVID is very real, and we're winding down in the Stanley Cup final right now. But the whole process right now is still fluid, because how COVID was a week ago compared to what it could be next week is changing all the time. So we're going to have a Stanley Cup champion. There's going to be a celebration. What that's going to look like right now, we don't know. I mean, we're working with the medical doctors. We're working with security. We're working with everybody. It's going to be one to remember for sure. And I think, first of all, let's see who the Stanley Cup champion is and see what happens from there.
I'll say this. You talk about memorable Stanley Cup presentations, and people are writing in, including Monty in Saskatoon, says 2001. Obviously, Ray Bourque. That would be the one that we all remember. But the pain.
So emotional. I remember standing on the ice, and Commissioner Bettman handed it to Joe Sakic, and Joe immediately turned to Ray Bourque. And I mean, that's one of those storybook endings or something that could become a movie. And to me, that was right up there was when Ray Bourque, again, when he took his jersey off for Phil Esposito and they retired number 7. Nobody knew what was going to happen. Nobody. And it was so special. But from when Joe Sakic did that Ray Bourque, it was really, really powerful, really emotional.
For sure. And we are all watching, of course, because even if I'm not watching all of the playoffs, I want to watch the night the Cup's handed out, because it is the greatest presentation in sports, I believe, by the way, which Phil, even the Americans say the Stanley Cup is the greatest trophy. And that includes, obviously, the World Series, the Larry O'Brien, the Lombardi Trophy. That's saying a lot, isn't it? Man, you must hear that all the time.
Yeah, I think when you have this trophy that Lord Stanley donated to hockey 127 years ago now, and it represents the whole history of the game of what everybody who ever picks up a stick or puts skates on wants to do. And when that whole moment happens and the commissioner hands it to the captain and they hoist it, I mean, that really makes that trophy stand out. And being the same one, and the Grey Cup has the similar status as that too, but nothing against the other sports. They make a new trophy every year, and their presentation is unique, but you're right. I mean, the Stanley Cup's got the history, it's got the aura, it's got the superstition behind it. Rod, if it could talk, you wouldn't have me on right now. You'd have the cup, and we'd all be listening to the stories.
Yeah, but it might not be as colorful as you, Phil. Let's be honest, I enjoy these visits. And by the way, I don't know. Obviously, you've been in a lot of sports venues around North America, but I mean, I've been in Cowboys Stadium. I've seen all their 5 Super Bowls lined up. I didn't realize that it was given to them. Even in the Giants room at the Meadowlands, I don't know if you've been to the stadium in New York, that Giants Legends room. Incidentally, the Jets don't have one. But what have the Giants won? 5, I think. That's cool. So they win it, and it's theirs to keep. Eh? That's pretty cool.
Right. I know that in Pittsburgh, the Steelers have all theirs on display in Heinz Field for the fans. And it is. It's a great tradition as well. But they make a new one every year. I think Tiffany is the people that make the Super Bowl. And it's great. But in the Stanley Cup, you're playing to get your name on it. And you're playing to get your name on it the same as your hero is on it, or their hero. So whether it's they're playing now to see Bobby Orr's name, Gordie Howe's name, or Sidney Crosby, or whoever it might be, when the guys were growing up, they idolized someone. And to see their reaction when they see that, their hero's name on the cup, and to know that their name is going on there too, they're joining a union of champions that is undisputed like no other.
No kidding. Wow. I'm getting chills, actually. And the Grey Cup's the same, as you well know, because I know you have a close association with those guys. Phil, good catching up. My friend, stay safe. It sounds like you are, and we'll be looking for you here in the next week.
We'll do our best, Rod, and if we can, we'll wave.
That'd be awesome. Thanks, Phil.
As always, good chatting with you. Be safe.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. The great Phil Pritchard joining us from the Edmonton bubble. And somebody wrote it. Can you put the comment up about what a great... it was about what a hero Phil is. I don't know how he feels about that comment. There it is, from Phil. It's your buddy, Phil Gross.
There you go.
This Stanley Cup playoffs has to be one of the best ever. This guy is a hero in hockey. The keeper of the cup. The stories he has. He's God's right-hand man in hockey.
I like that.
That might be Bill Daly. But Phil understands. Look, we'll take a break, and we will come back. Colin in Ottawa is upset. He says, hey, my New York Jets won the most important Super Bowl, Super Bowl III. Put some respect on my team. Hey, listen, I like the Jets. Joe Namath, I'm just telling you, have you been to the Meadowlands or MetLife Stadium? There's no legends room for the Jets. They don't have one. Okay? They do for the Giants. I've been in the room. It's unbelievable. Look, we'll talk about that tomorrow. Well, you got something?
Rex Ryan would have to go in it if they had one. And
a Jets Legends room?
Yeah, right? And if Rex Ryan's the headline of your Jets Legends room, you probably don't need a legend.
The Gotham Green? Don't blame me that they suck so bad. Come on. We'll be back with a sports update, and we'll talk. Speaking of legends, we'll talk more about Dwayne Mandrusiak when we come back. Wild reaction on his termination with the Edmonton Football Club. It's the RP Show. You're watching across Game Plus TV network around North America, and you're listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Boy, I got a very interesting text here that you're all going to want to hear. But first, a sports update. Tampa Bay captain Steven Stamkos returned from a 7-month injury layoff and scored on his first shot on goal as the Lightning beat the Dallas Stars 5-2 last night for a 2-1 lead in the Stanley Cup Final. Stamkos last played February 25th and underwent core muscle surgery in early March. The youngest player on the floor helped the Miami Heat move a game away from the NBA Finals. Tyler Hero, still just 20 years old, scored a Heat record, rookie record, 37 points. Jimmy Butler at 24, and Miami beat the Boston Celtics 112-109 in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Heat are up 3-1. Gary Sanchez made two of his team's season-high 4 errors, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat the sloppy Yankees 14-1 at Salem Field. Danny Jansen homered twice as the Blue Jays reduced their magic number to 1 for clinching a wild-card berth and their first postseason appearance since 2016. The Vancouver Whitecaps spent over 80 minutes of the game knowing they were going to lose. They wound up losing 6-0 to L.A., FC last night. The match was put out of reach early with Los Angeles scoring 2 minutes in and 4 times in the opening 14 minutes. And Darren, listen to this. I would guess you haven't heard this. Canadian Hollywood star Ryan Reynolds and his celebrity friend Rob McElhenney could be making an unlikely foray into the pro sports world. Do you want to guess what? Yeah. Do you want to guess what sport it is?
It won't be football.
It's soccer.
Yeah.
Wrexham, that's the name of a team, a Welsh team which plays in the fifth tier of English soccer, has revealed that Reynolds and McElhenney are the two extremely well-known individuals the club has previously said are interested in investing $2.5 million U.S. into ownership. Wrexham has been a fan-owned club since 2011. Is that the European way of saying community owned?
That's what I'm gathering.
I would assume.
That's what I'm gathering.
So Ryan Reynolds, we couldn't get him in the CFL, people. But he's going to own a European soccer team.
All right.
Oh, and Vanier Cup and Grey Cup champion Donnie Blair of Regina Sask has entered the Canada West Hall of Fame. The former standout wideout at the U of C was announced Wednesday as the first inductee into the class of 2021 as the conference's Hall of Fame begins its second year. He played 4 seasons with the Dinos between 92 and 95. Played with the Regina Rams in 91, PFC. I called the games. He was on the team. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room. Going there for lunch today.
Awesome.
Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. Tell me which other sports show or team where the personalities go for lunch with the sponsors.
I know, right?
Show me one. We do it here. And I popped by and saw Kirby yesterday at Sud's Regina 2, full-service car wash. So that's what we do around here. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. I don't know how people will feel when I read this, but I'm going to read it anyways. longtime CFL guy sent me this poem with regards to Dwayne Mendrusiak. So get your comments out now. Let's start viewer takeover early, because some people are saying, hey, big deal. He's got 49 years. Move on. Everybody else is losing their job. That's what some people are saying. And I want to tell you, I heard from Dwayne Mendrusiak this morning. It doesn't seem like he's taking this overly well, which I get. But here's a poem sent to me. And it says, great comment. It's a poem. This is what Dwayne is facing and many others. Do you want to hear this, Dwayne? Darren?
Oh, yeah.
It's not that long. The title is The Indispensable Man. Sometime when you're feeling important, sometime when your ego's in bloom, sometime when you take it for granted, you're the best qualified in the room. Sometime when you feel that your going would leave an unfillable hole, just follow these simple instructions and see how they humble your soul. Take a bucket and fill it with water. Put your hand in it up to the wrist. Pull it out, and the hole that's remaining is a measure of how much you'll be missed. You can splash all you wish when you enter. You may stir up the water galore, but stop, and you'll find that in no time, it looks quite the same as before. The moral of this quaint example is to do just the best that you can. Be proud of yourself, but remember, there's no indispensable man. I heard that.
Class isn't set.
Well, it's sad to read it. I'll say one more. I've left three teams in my time, and it was never easy each time. Mm-hmm. But this is what I'm telling young people in the sports and entertainment business now when they come to me with their grumbles about certain things. I say, just make sure you're having fun. You've been around for some of those conversations. Because if you're not having fun, there's no point in doing it. Because they will show you the door at the end of your time. And after 49 years, Dwayne Mendrusiak was shown the door by the Edmonton football program. And that's why I've said, is there a right way to do this? Because frankly, you're looking across this league. I'm talking just about the Canadian Football League, but there will be more leagues that follow. It looks like everybody's going to be gone by the time all's said and done.
Doesn't it?
I'm sorry to say. So 49 years or 49 days. Yes, I know. Best phrase out of all of this, and I don't know who said it, but somebody said Dwayne Mendrusiak is the soul of the CFL. Nobody would argue that knows him or knows this league. But Dwayne's now gone. What does that tell you? The soul of the CFL is gone. There's going to be nothing left by the time it comes back, because I do believe it'll come back, but it's going to look nothing like what it does now or what you're used to. Clark tells me, the hound dog, that Chris Cuthbert said that. Who would know better than him? Our director of scouting, Craig Smith, writes in. He says, I can relate to that poem. 19 years in the CFL, how many teams for Smitty? I was told that really early on. Your impact here is the same as putting your hand in a pail of water. Years ago, I was told that, and I knew it. But you better make damn sure you're having fun doing this, because if you're not, there's no point.
I'm glad you said that, because, you know, in the conversations I've had with other young, you know, whether it's young entrepreneurs or young broadcasters, you know, after watching the show, and they want to pick your brain for advice. And I know you've had tons of these conversations too, but there's never a moment, I don't believe, where, and this doesn't just relate to sports, but I mean, where you sit there and say, I've made it, right? I've done it. And you kick your feet up and say, I've made it, right? There's always something else. There's always something more. Even when you get to the pros, now it's, I'm at the NHL, but now it's about, well, but yeah, but I want to get to the Stanley Cup, or I want to get to the Super Bowl. There's never a moment where it's, I've made it. So you really better enjoy the journey, because, you know, if you're sitting there being like, well, I'm just doing this so I can get to and finally be at, that moment never comes, and you're going to always be disappointed. You better enjoy every step from being in the small town, you know, riding the bus and doing that. Better be the greatest time of your life. And then every moment.
But it is.
It is. For those who love it, it is.
I'll say one thing on that. From that noted philosopher, Hannah Montana. What's her real name?
Miley Cyrus.
From that noted philosopher, Miley Cyrus, it's the climb. Seriously.
No, you're absolutely right.
And secondly, that deep thinker, Miley Cyrus. And the other one is, listen, I get it. You never have made it. I get it. But when we debuted on July 2nd on Game Plus TV on national television across North America in a million homes, I did say to the heavens, where my mom resides, we made it, Mom. So I do feel that way.
Right.
I'm very happy.
But we don't got much time here. But I've been in the... That lasted a quick second because...
Then we moved on.
We made it.
Yes.
It's like, but now we want this and this and... Right?
Yeah.
So the milestones are good.
Viewer Takeover's next. It's the RP Show, Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to this show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
This will be a brief viewer takeover. We'll carry it over in an hour or two when Derek Keenan and Tori Gurley join us. And I'm really looking forward to those interviews. I love those guys. We went a little long in the last segment, but listen, when you're quoting that noted philosopher, Miley Cyrus, sometimes it takes a while. Which reminds me, I like that show, Hannah Montana, by the way. One time my kids came home, because it's been, 10 years since it's on the air?
Yeah.
They're in school, and I was laying on the couch watching Hannah Montana by myself, and they're like, what's wrong with you?
It's all that's
on. I like the show!
Hannah Montana and Lizzie McGuire, it's all that's on TV.
Hannah Montana's dropping knowledge bombs everywhere. Come on, just stop and listen. Pearls of wisdom. Randy Nickel writes in and says, the road to success is always under construction. From Jack in Alberta, Randy Chevrier told me his first pro camp in Dallas, the coach came in and stated, from this day forward, we are trying to replace you. It's a harsh, cold business. And I got another guy from Edmonton that's going to call me this afternoon with some intel on this. But look, it sucks. And the biggest thing for Dwayne is learning a different way to live. Shoot, when I left the Riders, it was 20 years of that role. Day in, day out, it consumed your life. Biggest thing for me, and you were around, was learning to live a different way.
Mm-hmm.
This has been Dwayne's whole life. Now people are writing in saying he's 70 years old. Maybe it's time to move aside and let somebody younger with a family come in. There's that. You know? But... it is hard, but Dwayne will get over it. He just doesn't know how to live now because his whole life has been going to Commonwealth Stadium every single day. You get that, right?
Completely.
It's not easy for anybody.
It's not easy at all. I know as a business owner, when you're in the back room, you're in the boardroom, when you're looking and making these decisions, you don't see faces on the spreadsheets. You just see numbers. You just see decisions that need to be made. But at the same time, when you're dealing with the actual people, you just need to employ a whole lot of empathy.
We got about a minute and a half left. But I just got to... Mandy in Edmonton's watching. She's like, oh my God, I never watched the show. Maybe I'm missing out. No, not really. She was not dropping knowledge, nor was her father, Billy Ray Cyrus. I got to tell a story coming back in an hour or two about that. But what was my point about all this? Oh, I said it on Winnipeg Radio this morning. When sports teams... were run by sports people and broadcasting outlets were run by broadcasters, things like this weren't happening. When the teams and the networks got taken over by business people, i.e. bean counters that don't have feelings for people, this is what you get. That's my point. And that's why it's hard to work in that framework, because you're answering to people that don't know what they're doing. They answer to the spreadsheet. They don't answer for the wins and losses, and they don't know how to get to the finish line or the top of the mountain because they've never been there before. That's what's very frustrating about sports and entertainment right now, is the sports and entertainment people have been replaced by business people that aren't necessarily the nicest people, and they're just answering to the shareholders and the bottom line. And guys like Dwayne Mandruziak, myself, a lot of people become the casualties of that. We'll continue an hour or two, okay? And for the rest of it, you will see you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Mountain for a Football Friday right here on Game Plus TV. I had the steak!
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.